This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, we had this whole debate before the break with Mike Claiborne about Michael McDonald having the most soul of all the soul singers.
One of the five best.
One of the five best. Yeah. One of the five best. And I will say
and
this.
And I can't think of the other four right now.
But this song with Patti LaBelle
speaks
volumes to the soul that the man had. Because I will be honest with you when I say this. I did not know that Michael McDonald was not black. Because the way his voice was, I just thought, man, this guy's got soul. He's been in the church.
Another guy's like that. Daryl Hall. When Hall and Oates was in the prime.
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
Sarah Smile, one of my all-time favorite songs. My very first slow dance in high school was a Sarah Smile. So I will never forget that tune there. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. Ready Not. Sitting in alongside my man, Mike Claiborne.
Was with now.
Who are you talking about? My life?
You know what?
Your first slow dance?
Yeah, I remember who it is now.
You know who it is?
Michelle Clay.
Wow.
Lacey Clay's sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Does Lacey know this? Yeah.
Okay.
He was there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember.
I remember.
I don't remember. I was in the...
I remember my first rejection.
Seventh grade.
Denise Valentine. She said no.
See,
and you know what? I just made peace with her about 3 years ago.
Well, Mrs. Knott, who I've been married to now for 38 years, we did not like each other when we first met.
Mm.
She thought I was too cocky, you know, as a football player and everything else.
You had it going on.
I'm like,
you had options.
Yeah.
You're
like, whatever.
Yeah.
And but I think that rejection had me coming back. Had me coming back, and I'm still there.
Man.
Still there. 38 years.
She was your first slow dance?
My wife? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you've been there, done that.
No, okay. I met my wife in college.
Oh, okay.
I had slow dance prior to that.
So you had plenty slow dance experience by then. Okay, I
could cut a rug, as they say.
Do you remember the first person you asked to dance?
Man. You know, so I remember
the first song because I was young, a little gun shy.
We would go to the house parties.
Oh, yeah.
At the house parties, you would ask someone to dance. And I was always hanging out with my older brother, who's 4 years older than me. So most of the parties I went to, I was some little kid, and I couldn't, you know, they wouldn't dance with the little kid.
Confidence level was a little low
there,
too.
It was down. It took a while to get my confidence ready, but I tried. There was a lot of no's. Are you kidding me? But, you know,
first dance was Skin Tight.
Ohio Players?
And that's when the bump was going on. You know how you practice it. You know, if you weren't sure about how to bump against the wall to see if you got the rhythm going. Yeah. And then once you felt like you had it, hey, would you like to dance? That's how it started for me.
Bringing back some great memories.
Yeah. And when I danced with my kids, they look at me like, mm-mm. You can't do that anymore. Come sit over
with
us. Yeah,
our kids do not allow Mrs. Knott and I to dance in the house. No. Or nothing. In fact, she won't even. From time to time, I'll throw something on,
Did she dance with you at the wedding reception?
At my daughter's?
Yeah, the father-daughter dance? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Last time you probably danced with her, too.
Last time I danced.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
You got to get out more.
I don't stay awake very long.
We're going to have to hang out one night somewhere.
All right, we'll do it. And you got to give me the hall pass for Mrs. Knott. And once that happens, then I'm out.
I'll take a video of you showing her, and she'll send me something. Don't bring him back. He's
got an extra bedroom or a couch that he can use.
Chateau Bow Wow is now open for business.
We have had an opportunity to chat about a few different things, and we've kind of bounced around. Most of it has been about sports. And one of the things that stuck out with me during our conversation with Bernie was how the sports world has changed with the way things are covered. And it is so true that if you're scrolling through social media, what catches your eye is usually some headline that some person has put up there or some video that gets you the look. It's not often that you go looking for the details of the game, what happened, who did this, what was the turning points. You don't look for the sound bites as far as the reads go. And I miss that. I miss, we had this conversation on Friday, I miss Sports Illustrated for that and for the pictures. Because you could stop, read it, put it down, pick it back up, read it again, and you let it soak in as to what you felt happened in that game or happened in that person's life. Long form. Now everything is short form.
You know, the Athletic might be the last of that, what you speak of.
Yeah.
And that's why I used to love, and I'm going to miss Katie Wu in covering baseball. I love what Jeremy Rutherford does in covering hockey. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're on a space limit in a lot of cases. I think John Denton's a very good writer for the MLB.com, but he only has so much space that I feel like he'll write something, and the next day I want to pick up where he left off. But I think that you're right, because we want it now, and we want it as quickly as possible, and we just want to go through the first three paragraphs, and then we want to move on to something else. The attention span isn't what it used to be. And when it comes to photography, I think we've truly missed the boat on some of the great photographers who don't have a chance to show their wares as much. I think about a guy like Scott Rovac, who's been around forever, and some of his stuff he does with the Blues is just phenomenal. Taka with the Cardinals, when you see some of their stuff and you say, man, how can we don't see more of this? Those are the things that I miss. And every now and then you see something on social media where somebody will get you a good shot of something. But, man, I miss having it laid out for me.
So it's those frozen moments of time.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my son this when we were talking about it on Friday. I remember the shot that Michael Jordan took to win the game against the Utah Jazz in the championship run. And what captivated me about this was to see the audience and all the different reactions people had from their looks of joy to pain to oh my God and everything else, and it's forever etched in my mind. But I don't get that when I'm scrolling. I go to my house on the weekends and my neighbor gets the paper delivered to the house.
One of the few.
It always freaks me out when a car comes swooping around the neighborhood and a guy throws something out the window, like, oh, that's the newspaper.
I agree with you. My action moment was Willie McGee taking a home run away in game three of the 82 World Series, and the look of the fans who was ready to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh my God, or something to that effect is what he was saying.
Close.
Those are the moments you don't forget. And I guess we just don't capture them like we used to. And I think that, you know, maybe it's just changing times. Well, I mean, there are other ways, I guess, to see it. And I roll with that.
It's the changing times, but it's also the bombardment of information. In other words, when you get one text, and then there's another one, then there's another one, then there's another one. So you're just kind of flipping through it. You know, you're not looking for any meat, anything like that. You're just okay, there, I got the story. Let's move on. Because if you look at last night's game between the 49ers and the Bears, try to write that in 150 characters.
Yeah, so many stories within that game.
Exactly.
From the first play of the game.
Exactly.
Where you have a pick six and your best tackle goes down with a hamstring and he's out for the game. So you say to yourself at that point, 49ers are in trouble. They're already short offensively. Mm-hmm. And they end up putting, 38 points on the board last night? Or 42 points on the board last night? Okay. I mean, it just, those things really stand out.
You can't tell that story on Twitter.
No, you can't.
You can maybe get away with some things on, say, a TikTok and an Instagram. But even that doesn't really give you the true feel for what happened in that game.
Well, and then throw in the fact that who's the messenger? Who's painting that picture for you if you're trying to follow it? I think that's important, too. And, man, I look at a generation of very good writers that no longer have the freedom and the runway that they used to have in order to be able to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the writers. It happens in the TV world, too. Yeah. And, you know, the radio world might be the only world where you get to expand because there is more time.
Well, as we like to say, we're here for the description and account of this game. Without the express written consent. I think I read that more than anything.
And do not try to use this somewhere
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I do miss the ability to tell the long-form stories, which I think is why some cases of social media when it comes to YouTube and things like that are taking off more because there's more opportunities to tell stories.
Well, you're a long-form guy. That's why podcast. I think your podcast is going to really be that's going to be your baby. Because once you get someone in the chair and them not feeling like it's the electric chair, that's when it's going to be fun.
It'll be fun, too, when you get sponsors. And
it'd be a whole lot more fun
making
then.
Some money on it too.
First and the 15th. Ooh, this is fun.
We're going to take a break here on the Dave Glover Show. Coming back on the other side here on KMOX. Running on alongside Mike Claiborne.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When you hear this song, the first thing you want to do is jump on a horse. You just kind of ride like the wind. Let your hair. Well, I don't have hair to blow in the wind, but
count me out on that one.
Yeah. Lose your cowboy hat or something along those lines.
No, the hats are too expensive, so I'm
just wave. You just wave from the shoreline.
It's a short gallop is what I would be involved in.
Nothing wrong with that. Running out alongside Mike Claiborne here on the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Dave, of course, has a day off. It is December the
29th. Now, is he back tomorrow?
You know, I do not know. I did not get a schedule.
I know I'm not.
Are you here tomorrow, Kyle?
I'm here tomorrow. I believe Kevin Wheeler is back tomorrow.
So half the show is going to be here. A third of the show.
Okay.
Because they have a whole bunch of people on that show.
They do.
Yeah. So Wheeler's back tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
It's a great question. I have to ask my wife. She'll tell me what I'm doing.
She's your planner now?
She's my planner.
Okay.
Look, there's a reason why I've been married this long.
Okay.
A lot of it has to do with I don't have to make too many decisions.
If you don't feel like you can do it, hand it over to somebody.
Can I buy gas today? Okay, I'm going to do that. No, we're planning to go out New Year's Eve.
Where are you doing?
I don't know yet. We usually go to Circle 7 and hang out there.
I try and go somewhere and have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And then go home and just kind of chill.
Yeah.
The whole ball drop and all that is not that great.
I have to go get blood on Wednesday.
And I have a needle phobia.
Yeah, I know.
So
you might want to start getting prepped for that already.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to get hydrated. They said it helps the veins.
Well, I'll be honest with you. So I got to get blood at least once every couple of weeks because I take a blood thinner. And if I am dehydrated, they cannot get the vein. And so they're poking
mine just are scared.
Yeah,
they
I know
just
that.
Hide. My veins just hide.
They're like behind the bone. They don't mess with
no,
it.
No, not coming out. Not going to do
I
it.
I am not afraid of the needle thought I would be. It really doesn't bother me when it happens.
I am the biggest wuss there is. Yeah, no. There are very few things I fear in life, but that's one of them.
Snakes?
Yeah. Bears, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm scared of a bear as if I've ever been in a room with one. Or been close enough to one. It's just when you see him on TV, you say, nah, I don't think I can win that race.
You start trying to plan out your escape route?
Snakes, yeah, you know what? I probably could set a record and leave in the room.
With a bear?
Snakes and bears, yeah. Not many other things that really kind of scare me.
No, I
although I remember one time I went to Canada. Yeah. I was hanging out with Kelly Chase. Yeah. And he brought up the bears. And I just said, bears? Uh-huh. I mean, maybe it was the look I had on my face.
Huh?
Yeah. He said, yeah, we have bears up here. And I said, well, what kind of bear? He said, that kind of bear. And ooh. At that point, you know, but I never saw one while I was there. So maybe they knew I was coming and said, we'd give him the week off. But not many animals I'm scared of. Well, but needles, that's just a
needles
whole different.
I think everybody's got something that they don't basically want in life when it comes to their fears. And things
yeah,
like that.
I just, you know.
And for me, it's, and this is the oddest thing. I will watch a horror movie because all of a sudden it's on and I'm into it. Soon as it goes off, every light in the house goes on. I cannot. I am one that it hangs with me. I will sleep with the lights on, especially if I'm by myself. If I'm in a hotel and I'm alone in a hotel.
You double lock the door.
I double lock the door. I leave the bathroom light on. Most of the times I close half of the curtain so I can still see outside and what's going on. But no, I'm.
So I'm not a real horror movie person.
Mm.
But I was talking to a person recently. She's in a horror movie, sci-fi movie club. Okay. And they watch. She and her friends watch those movies. And so she's really young, and I was giving her movies from the 50s and that she should watch. And so she said she was going to start watching them. But I was never that horror guy because I could always see through it. Science fiction, I think now, because of special effects, isn't as fun as it used to mm-hmm. be. So that doesn't – no, I don't have that kind of phobia.
Really? So
no.
I was covering the Rams Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the day, I'm just sitting there. I think it was a day off or at least a few hours off. I'm sitting there, and I turn the TV on, and I'm watching Sixth Sense. Remember, this is the middle of the day. And the little boy, I forget exactly what he was doing, but something walked behind him. Scared the living daylights out of me. So much so, I turned the channel and never turned back again. And it was the middle of the day.
That's
this
bad,
wasn't
man.
Midnight or nothing like that. But it's something about it.
No.
It just, I just got to chill. And I said, I cannot watch this. The what's the other movie?
Now, I would assume The Exorcist was
The Exorcist
not, okay.
definitely is something
now,
I do not watch.
That was a movie because I, you know, because of its time.
Based on a true story.
Kind of got my attention. Yeah, it was here in St. Louis, allegedly. So, you know, that kind of got my attention. But, yeah, I don't. No, I'm not that really that big on that.
Yeah.
Horror movies.
I'm more into the action movies. I love the action movies. I'll do a little comedy. And
see, comedy.
Surprisingly, I watched some Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Shocked the whole family that I'd actually turned over there and started watching. I think it was the Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell. Watch a couple of those and got into it. This is all right. I am trying to show a softer side, so it's not just action movies, but I can relate to my family on other levels as well.
I'm trying to think. No, there's not a Christmas movie I could sit through anymore. I mean,
It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, I've watched that.
Okay.
I watched that. But if there's something else better on, I'm, you know. See, I'm that guy that will watch a movie, and I'm guilty of this, where I will watch it like I've never seen it before, and this may be the 50th time I've seen it. I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Ramsey will tell you firsthand, there will be certain movies that we both will watch, and I will just text him a quote from that particular movie, and he knows it's on. I don't have to say anything else.
Do you know a movie I'll watch time and time again? I don't care when I catch it. If it's the beginning, the middle, or towards the end, I will watch Blazing Saddles. Every single time.
So you and John Rooney. John Rooney's the same way. John Rooney can recite that movie backwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a – we will be in a three-game series, and I can guarantee you John Rooney will come up with one line, maybe off the air, but he will come up with one Blazing Saddles line.
And use it in a game.
Well, he may not use it in a game, but he'll use it amongst us
okay.
because we know how much he likes that.
Yeah. And it takes you right back.
Yeah.
I mean, you visually can see that part of the movie. The other movie that I enjoy, and I don't watch the whole thing because there's parts of the movie that I'm like, I don't, I can do without that. But I do like Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I love Pulp Fiction.
I love Pulp Fiction.
You're right. There's certain scenes that I could probably
certain
do without.
Certain scenes I could do without. I could do without. But for the most part.
All right, but what's the one scene that you know that's must watch for you?
Well, there's two. There's of course, you know, in the room where he pulls out the gun, and what does Marcellus Wallace look like? That of course is one of my favorite, but also Vin Rames, get out the gimp and all that, and it was the line where he said, "Step aside, Butch," and I could recite that from beginning to end, and my wife hates it.
Well, mine is, "Oh, you about to blow? Oh, well, I'm a mushroom cloud blowing." I don't know what it is.
Leave it at that point.
But there's so many in that movie.
It's line after line.
Why Samuel Jackson was not nominated, let alone should have won for that year.
I didn't even know what he was up against.
Which is why I have very little faith in the Academy.
Yeah, what was he up? I don't even know what year that movie came out. I just know that.
But yeah,
there's that movie. Animal House is also another one that I could watch a lot. And I actually watched it the other day, and I didn't know that I liked it as much as Beverly Hills Cop 1. I liked it more than I thought I did.
So, okay. Have you seen the Eddie Murphy documentary?
Yes.
Okay. Eddie Murphy's best movie.
I always say
48 Hours.
Yeah. That was a very young Eddie.
That was his first
movie. That was very young Eddie. Yeah. I like that, but I guess it's the action that was taking place when I'm watching Beverly Hills Cop 1. Now, the other two, not so much.
Yeah,
but I do think that you hit on it with Trading Places,
which was another good one. Though.
Yeah, 48 Hours is I think I was surprised.
What was the one where
hours.
He was in with Dudley Moore? Remember that one?
What is that one with Dudley
Moore?
He was
in a tank. Yeah, it was. Anyway, I think Tank tanked. No, the reason why I remember is because it was my first date with my then wife.
Oh,
it was our first date, and we went to that, and we just kind of looked at each other and said, I don't know if we're going to make it through this one. I can't think of the name. Somebody will tell us.
Yeah.
But that was his worst.
Okay.
In my opinion.
No, I remember. I did go see Beverly Hills Cop 1 in the theater.
He had a couple of bombs, but, you know, it is what it is. They've all had.
He may have had a bomb or two, but the man sitting on the stack of change.
Whole pile of money.
He's looking all right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dave Glover Show, running on in the chair alongside Mike Claiborne.
I hope we didn't run anybody off.
No. Hopefully people are sitting there trying to recite movies as we speak right now. We're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to blues tough guy, Reed Lowe.
One of my favorites.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
I have no clue whatsoever. Oh, okay, now I know. prior to that, I had no idea where this was going. That's why there was this long pause before I started to speak. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. Randy Knott filling in for Dave alongside Mike Claiborne. And we were just talking about movies and different things along those lines as what makes them so memorable. And so many times, it's not about whether or not this was an Oscar award-winning performance. Sometimes it's just about, did I laugh? Did I cry? Did it move me emotionally? I think
now, are you a crier?
I'm not. You know what?
I cry.
Okay, let me tell you something about it. The first movie I ever cried at, and to this day I will still cry at, Brian's Song.
Oh, of course.
There is no way anybody on the face of the earth can watch this.
I'm the same way. And that movie's, what, 50 years old now?
Oh, my gosh.
Got to be close to 50 years old.
Billy Dee Williams, I mean, you're way back, James Caan, right? Was it James Caan?
Yeah.
No, and the thing is, it's a true story, and it has real clips in it as well. And you, when you're watching it,
was in it, and he was one of the coaches back then.
It was such a bond between two people who weren't supposed to be roommates and everything else, and the way the families came together, and then you end up with the bad news in the end. There is no way when they play the slow-mo at the end of them running through the park, you cannot not cry when you're watching that.
I think that's one of them.
I cried happy. Here's the thing about Rennie Knott. I'm an emotional person, and I will cry during certain commercials, especially the ones where there's like reuniting of a military family and things like that, or some of these ones where the kids are overcoming something. I will get up and leave the room. Because I don't want my wife to see it.
Well, see,
I don't want my kids to see it.
Anybody who knows me, kids especially, female companions that I know, they know it's coming. I can't.
Just let her go. Waterworks. Yeah, man.
When I give speeches, they know. They had a pool. I got this Living Legend Award, and there was a few people there that had a pool on how long
you would go
before he started crying. And I was cool until I saw my daughter walk in, and it was done. I kind of just
did FanDuel put some odds on this?
No, it was illegal then.
It was illegal.
It was before December 1st.
Well, believe it or not,
had they done it, somebody would have made some money off of it.
Yeah, they would have. I did the father's speech, of course, you know, at my daughter's wedding, and I didn't know I had to do one until that day, and so I was not prepared.
Those are the best ones.
On the drive in, it was Whitney Houston's song, Your Love Is My Love Is Your Love. And I was like, oh, man, it was so fitting for this relationship. And I kind of used that, and went, I don't know, I probably spoke for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and just kind of used that to weave this story. And I go, okay, I'm done. I didn't cry. I got emotional, but didn't cry. Was able to walk away, go back to the table. Then everybody else did their toast, and then eventually we danced. It was a day later when I started thinking about the fact that my daughter just got married. Wow. And that's
the
emotions. Oh, she was out of the house already. She lived in Columbia whole time. You know, we live here. And she went to college when she left Parkway Central and never came back home except for, you know, breaks.
For holidays.
She would come home for the most part. She got a job up there, and she's a very independent person, and we love her for it.
I got one in Columbia, too, and I can't thank her enough for being there. Hey, Blues are in action tonight. Buffalo Sabres.
Which Blues are in action tonight?
I'm not sure.
The winning Blues?
Well, we hope they're turning the corner here. They play the Buffalo Sabres, who have a better record than the Blues. They made some front office changes, so who knows what they're going to look like. So it should be a good game.
All I want to do is see a game where I feel like the effort was put in from start to finish.
Don't get me started on that.
Of the times, it's about the effort you get when they finish, where you go, those are my guys.
Speaking of effort, they're not hanging on
for a win.
We have a guy who gave a lot of effort when he played
with the St. Louis Blues
organization. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Are you kidding me?
The game misses players like him.
Yes.
And it's great to say hello to Reed Lowe. Reed, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're all right, man.
As I mentioned, the game misses players like yourself, not just because you fought, but just the character that you showed that I think is missing. And here's the reason why I say that. I'm seeing coaches now that are healthy scratching a lot of guys, and a lot of guys aren't playing because they don't have the commitment, and maybe they don't have the confidence to play in a game where sometimes it can get a little physical, so they elect to take a shift off, and the next thing you know, they take a period off, and the next thing you know, they're not playing. And I think it's because there's not enough accountability, and players like yourself made people accountable, not only on the other team, but to your own teammates.
Well, first off, thank you. And I agree with you. I might just have just a little different spin on it. I can honestly say that if it wasn't for that enforcer role, I would have never made the NHL. Mm-hmm. My skills weren't bad, and I had the ability through my fighting and being an enforcer when I was in junior, and then when I got to pro, and then when I turned pro, and then working through the minors, and then eventually having the wherewithal to work on my skating and work on my skills and develop over time, I was able to play at the National Hockey League level. But if it had to make the game on skill alone, I probably wouldn't have been able to make that transition. Like most guys that were in my position as enforcers and tough guys in the game. And, you know, when they changed the rules and took the instigator rule out, and that happened back in the mid-90s, and then in the mid-2000s after the lockout, and they brought the interference and some of the clutching and grabbing and some of that stuff, and we're going to take the game a little bit higher, you know, to a little bit better speed, that kind of stuff. And then just how they've really cracked down on fighting. Linesmen are always jumping in there. I think that the NHL has eliminated this enforcer role, and I think it's more of a detriment to the NHL than most people look at. Here's a couple different things on that. Number one, Wayne Gretzky never even got body checked. Okay. Nope. Sidney Crosby said 2 different 9-month periods on the IR from concussion for body checks. Okay. Did I have a few concussions from getting in fights? Yeah, but I signed on that dotted line, and knowing the issues that I have today and what can happen to us in those moments, I'd sign on it and do it again because I've never been in a street fight or bar fight, but I never wanted to be a fighter, but I wanted to fight more than I didn't want to make the NHL. And so that was an avenue for me that I chose. How many kids out there, you know, small town Saskatchewan or Canadian or even United States kids, or even heck the European, some of them even like to fight nowadays too, or back in the day too. How many of those kids aren't getting an opportunity to get to the NHL because that role really isn't there? Fighting is dramatically dropped in the Western Hockey League and the Ontario Hockey League and the Quebec Major Juniors and all of these junior leagues because they're eliminating it there. And now these guys like Braden Schenn, who should be being top-end players, are having to take their physicality to the next level, and it's not necessary. And so I got to live a dream through fighting and being an enforcer and protecting my teammates that some little kid's not going to be able to live that dream like I did. Why is that dream special? I believe that I had a higher level of appreciation for my ability to have been in the NHL because I had the opportunity to go protect my teammates and fight. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity. I wouldn't have been there. So I knew that I was very appreciative of the opportunity that I had been given, and that my appreciation was level probably a little higher than some guys that are just the greatest players of their time, from the time they're 10 years old to the time they're 25, 30 and playing at the National Hockey League at the highest level. And so we have hurt ourselves by eliminating that glue binding guy that's willing to go put himself on the line every single night. The guy's appreciated. Al MacInnis used to say, I would rather have a cutout of Reed Lowe sitting on the bench than some fourth line or some projected Russian all-star that's supposed to be on the second line. So I don't need it.
Hey, Reed, you speak with so much passion. And so because of that, besides the fact that you're a friend of mine, we're going to have you back on the other side of this break. Got to take a quick break and spend some more time with you. Is that okay?
Sounds good, boys.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Reed Lowe talking about the heart of the St. Louis Blues. All right, so this is now going to another group altogether now. So now we're over to Hall & Oates and touching on some of that private eye stuff.
And they'll never perform again together.
Never?
No, they're done.
Never. You know who I would like to see perform again? And, of course, would never happen. But I would love to see Parliament Funkadelic get back together. I would love to see something like that.
Oh, you can see them.
Are they together?
Yeah, they're still out there.
All right. Well, we got Reed Lowe on the line now. And going to chat with Reed some more here. Hey, Reed, because we had such a short segment the last time around, you mind staying with us beyond the 4 o'clock top of the hour?
I want to hear about the barbecue sauce.
Okay, yeah, we'll go talk barbecue sauce.
On the coldest day of the year.
All right, give me some barbecue. Real quick, what's the selling point on the barbecue sauce?
It's really good.
There you go. See,
it's honestly,
I'm sold.
That's all I need.
I never expected it to be like this. We were talking with two men in a garden, and all of a sudden this idea came up with me, and I'm like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden Cam jumped on, then Soupy's on, and I'm like, Soupy, you don't even fight. How are you going to be on Bare Knuckle Barbecue Sauce?
That's good.
So then Jamie Rivers jumps on board, and then we finally get Twister on board, and I'm like, okay, now we got Twister. This thing's a little more valid, right? So it's kind of a couple funny things about the barbecue sauce. First off, it's all natural ingredients. It's made through Two Men in a Garden, which is phenomenal. If you haven't tried their pickles or their salsas or just all of their products, they're fantastic. And the funny part is that, you know, if you can buy at Schnucks and Deerberg's right now, you can buy a box with each one of the barbecue sauce of us five in it. We call it the penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fun. And if you notice on their characters, Soup and Jim Campbell and Jamie Rivers both have helmets, and me, Twister, and Cam don't have helmets. So that kind
of thing. I'm surprised they don't have face guards on either. I mean, you know, with those two guys.
We should have put full bubbles on them.
Put a phone booth on them. You're right.
Last cool piece for me is mine's called the Sweet and Lowsy. So sweet and lowsy, mine's sugar free.
Look at you. Okay.
Playing on words and everything else.
I like it. So you can get this at Schnucks and Deerberg's.
Schnucks, Deerberg's, there's some participating Ace Hardwares that are in. And then you can go to our website, hockeysauce.com. You can buy, we've got hockey cards and we've got hoodies and hats, and you can order the barbecue sauce right online as well, shipped right to your house. My family's been buying it. They're shipping it up to Canada. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
So I have to make a stop on the way home tonight to pick up some items for this filet that I've been thinking about since, what,
got
about,
a thought
about
out.
1 o'clock?
You still got a thought out. So,
Reed, I might try a little of this barbecue sauce on it. Now, that means I'm going to have to cook it indoors. I'm not throwing it on the grill tonight because I don't want to be stuck to the grill.
It'll be frozen.
But I may roll a little of this sauce on there tonight.
You'll enjoy it.
All right. Hey, Reed, stay where you are. We're going to take a break, come back at the top of the hour. I'd like to talk some more with you, talk some hockey with you as well, and really about what you're doing in the city of St. Louis. So stay put. We'll be right back. KMOX, the Dave Glover Show. I'm Rennie Knott.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.